South Korea and the United States have begun their annual war games despite strong warnings from North Korea. Tens of thousands of troops from both sides are taking part in two-week computer-simulated drills designed to prepare for a possible attack by Pyongyang. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has described the exercises as purely defensive, but the nuclear-armed neighboring North Korea views them as highly provocative and a rehearsal for invasion. Earlier, Pyongyang warned that the U.S. is pouring gasoline on fire by conducting the war games. The U.S. and North Korea have been engaged in a war of words ever since Pyongyang test-fired its intercontinental ballistic missiles. Meanwhile, peace activists have hit the streets of the South Korean capital to denounce the Seoul-Washington drills.
지금 한미 군사
I think the right thing to do is to minimize the scale of the drills or to stop the exercises permanently, because these war games can provoke North Korea amid the ongoing crisis on the peninsula.
Activists gathered in front of their presidential office and the U.S. Embassy in Seoul. They held banners reading Stop War Exercises. South Koreans have held numerous rallies over the past year to call for peace talks with North Korea. Many South Koreans are unhappy over the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system they view as a source of regional tensions.
I think the right thing to do is to minimize this.
Well, let's go live to the South Korean capital, Seoul, to talk to our correspondent Frank Smith. Frank, hi there. Thanks for being with us. So the war games are finally taking place against the backdrop of escalating tensions between Washington and Pyongyang. The North has compared them as pouring gasoline on fire by the U.S., has threatened or warned of an uncontrollable nuclear war in case the drills take place. So what is going to happen now?
I think what we'll see is another cycle of increased tension on the Korean Peninsula. We'll hear more from North Korea about their opposition to these drills that they view really as a rehearsal for invasion. Lee Mi-hyun, an activist with the People's Solidarity for Democracy here in South Korea, said that, you know, we need to look at things from the North Korean perspective sometimes. North Korea is going to be nervous about these drills, and it also raises the possibility for some type of miscalculation that could lead to an armed conflict here on the Korean Peninsula, and something certainly nobody really wants at this time. What most people really are looking for is some type of diplomatic solution, some negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea, perhaps a resuscitation, a restarting of the six-party talks involving China, North Korea, South Korea, of course, Japan, Russia, and the United States, to try to negotiate some type of freeze or settlement of the North Korean nuclear problem, as it's termed by the U.S. and its allies, South Korea and Japan. So, you know, really this drill is going to, again, start another cycle of tension and move the possibilities for a negotiated settlement a little bit further off.
Frank, the new South Korean President Moon Jae-in and some other South Korean officials had on several occasions talked of their willingness to hold conversation with the North, to hold a dialogue, to move towards peace. We recently heard the South Korean president talking of the fact that there will never be another war on the Korean Peninsula. So why, the question here is, why does Seoul go ahead with holding joint war games with Washington? That will certainly lead to more tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
Well, Moon Jae-in is in a difficult place here. He is a liberal progressive. He does seek engagement with North Korea. At the same time, he only received 40% of the popular vote in the election. So there's a lot of South Koreans that did not vote for him and that, you know, really advocate a close relationship with the United States. Looking back historically, the U.S. has been South Korea's security guarantor here and its largest trading partner until a few years ago, when that position was taken by China, which now enjoys the majority of trade with South Korea. So he's kind of in a difficult, a very difficult position. He does want to you know, generate engagement with North Korea. At the same time, you know, his defense advisors look at the U.S. as really its primary security guarantor, even though it generates tension with North Korea. it will be, you know, difficult for him to move off of that. He has called for a more independent defensive posture here in South Korea and advocates South Korea retaking operational control of its forces should war break out here on the Korean Peninsula. So he is trying to sort of chart a careful course to greater independence for South Korea's armed forces from the United States.
Thank you so much for that analysis. Press TV's Frank Smith joining us live from the South Korean capital, Seoul. Thank